The U.S. Postal Service played an essential role in the history of American journalism. The founders understood that the government had an interest in supporting a system that would foster media diversity and the spread of information. But that kind of thinking, apparently, is old-fashioned. To hear many corporate media accounts tell it, the country has moved on, and the Postal Service today is hemorrhaging money. A drumbeat of coverage tells the same story over and over. The post office just doesn't matter so much anymore to most people. And politicians in Washington are saying they're tired of supporting this creaky, bloated system. That's the narrative, at least. So what is missing from this story? Joining us now to talk about it is Chuck Zlatkin. He's the legislative and political director of the New York Metro Area Postal Union. Chuck Zlatkin, welcome to Counterspin.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
So I was reading the July 31st New York Times, and I flipped to the letters page, and I see a headline over one of the letters. It says, "The Crisis at the Postal Service as the Union Sees It." That told me a lot about the big problem with media coverage of this story. The paper lays out the so-called facts about the crisis one day, and then a few days later, there's a letter from a labor leader that says, actually, those aren't all the facts at all. Let's start with this main problem with the story. We're told the Postal Service posts massive losses. People aren't using the post office. That's the explanation. It's simple. What's the reality about the Postal Service's financial crisis?
It's a manufactured crisis, manufactured by Congress. The reality of the situation is that the Postal Service is still a vital service and is used. The first charge about, it's because of internet and electronic media, there's no need for the Postal Service. Well, the biggest volume year in the history of the 236-year history of the Postal Service was 2006, followed by 2007 and 2005, well into the internet era. So that argument, the facts don't back that up. And the second aspect of it is really what the Postal Service has been asked to do, no other corporation, organization, government agency has been asked to do, and that was created by Congress in 2006 when they passed the Postal Accountability Enhancement Act, which is supposed to prepare the Postal Service for the 21st century, probably more correctly was preparing it for its own demise. But basically, one of the major aspects that creates the problem for the Postal Service financially is that legislation mandated that the Postal Service was required to fully pre-fund the health benefits for future retirees for the next 75 years and to do that within a 10-year period. And no one else is required to do that in any organization, corporation, or agency, as I said before. And what that does is that the Postal Service is required to write a check for to the U.S. Treasury every September 30th for around $5.5 billion. And that's before they sell one stamp, one money, or whatever. And what corporation or business or even government could handle that kind of obligation? And it sounds strange because the Postal Service pays their current retirees health benefits, and for 75 years, that means that the Postal Service is required to fully pre-fund the health benefits for people who haven't even been born yet.
Now, this is the point that the letters that I see on the letters pages, I think I found three of them in USA Today. You've seen them in the New York Times. You see them everywhere. This is what they all point out, that your story, you know, whichever newspaper they're writing to, didn't make this clear. And it sounds like it's perfectly clear. This is not something that's hidden. It's actually part of this 2006 legislation. So, I mean, I hate to ask you to get in the heads of a reporter who's writing about this story, but why are people just deciding that this isn't important to understanding this crisis?
Well, I don't know if it's because people are lazy or because they're influenced by the people who don't want this story to get out, because what's taking place is they want people to be convinced that the Postal Service isn't relevant and there's no need to maintain the service. And they're looking for excuses to cut back and reduce the workforce and reduce the service, and it's just not reality. I mean, the reality of the Postal Service is, even with the economic downturn in 2008, the Postal Service still does between $60 and $70 billion worth of business every year. And the first year, the story picked up speed in 2008, because that was the first year that the post office supposedly had this, you know, first loss. It said the post office lost $2.8 billion, but that year the Postal Service paid $5.6 billion for this fund. So it really would have been finished in the black even then with the economic downturn, the 2008 economic crash. So it was really something that's trying to convince people that something that would be fine, even with email, even with the economic downturn, the post office would be self-sufficient today if it wasn't for this mandate. But it even gets more bizarre than that, because this isn't the only thing that the Postal Service has had to absorb. The Postal Service has overpaid into its employees' pension funds for decades. In 2009, the Inspector General's Office of the Postal Service hired an independent study, and they came up with a figure of an overpayment of $75 billion into the civil service retirement system. The following year, the Postal Regulatory Commission, which is an independent agency which is supposed to oversee the Postal Service, they hired their own study. They came up and said, well, the figure is only between $50 and $60 billion that the Postal Service has overpaid. So while most people are thinking the Postal Service is a burden on the Treasury and the government, in reality, it's vice versa. It's been a cash cow for the government for decades.
We don't usually hear about overpayment into pension funds, so that's certainly a new one. There is a kind of, you know, we associate this argument against the Postal Service with Republicans, particularly in Congress. There is a little bit of bipartisanship to this. I know Peter Orszag, the former Obama budget director, wrote this column, I think, a week ago, talking about privatization of the Postal Service. So there does seem to be kind of momentum among certain people in Washington toward that kind of solution. Is there a different kind of legislative attempt in Washington or anywhere else to find a different kind of solution, one that doesn't involve massive closures and massive job losses? Is anyone speaking up and offering a different plan?
Well, last year there was legislation put forward by Representative Stephen Lynch, a Democrat from Massachusetts, and basically it was a very simple bill. It just said, well, listen, why don't we take the overpayment money and apply it to the future obligation for the retirees' health benefits, and that would solve the problem for the Postal Service, and it wouldn't cost the taxpayers a single penny. And this bill had a majority of the House signed on as co-sponsors. I think there was 226 co-sponsors for this bill, including 30 Republicans, but the bill couldn't get to the floor for a vote.
I guess the big question, and this is something journalists are supposed to ask, who's behind this? You know, there's got to be some interests that are pushing for a massive destruction of the Postal Service as it's currently constructed, or some kind of massive privatization. What interests stand to gain from this kind of constant crisis mentality around the Postal Service?
Well, in this case, there are the businesses that would pick up the slack if the post office was privatized, and it's just the aspect of saying, well, you know, you have 600,000 employees making a living wage. If we could break the unions and privatize that money, well, it wouldn't go to the government, it wouldn't go to solve other problems, but it would go to the people who need it the most, the very rich. And they just see all this money, and I guess they want it. So everybody from UPS and FedEx and the Koch brothers all looking to convince the American people they don't need a postal service so it can be privatized.
We've been speaking with Chuck Slatkin. He's the legislative and political director of the New York Metro Area Postal Union. Chuck Slatkin, thanks for joining us this week on Congressman.
Thank you.